I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on October 10th, 2019. Up first today, the Tor project is blacklisting obsolete relays. According to the project, which provides software for onion routing, there are 85 different versions of the Tor relay in use today. This is now causing issues with the service and is a security concern for its users. The project has contacted known owners and raised the issue in a mailing list post to encourage relay operators to upgrade to more recent versions of the software. Some 12% of worldwide relays are still running end-of-life versions, and the project is advising its 9 directory authorities to start blacklisting those relays as of today. The Tor project is planning to update its software to automatically block obsolete relays and bridges by the end of this year. GitLab has announced that they are adding telemetry to nearly all of their services. The company claims that the telemetry will grant them insight into customer behavior and enable them to make product improvements. The tracking will be implemented with a mix of open source and proprietary JavaScript code snippets. GitLab is promising to honor do not track requests, and they are planning to implement this tracking into all of their products except for the GitLab Core self-hosted platform. Valve is working on a feature to enable local multiplayer games to be played over the net on their Steam gaming platform. The plans were leaked by several game developers and later confirmed by the company. The new feature intends to enable local shared screen and split screen multiplayer games to be played remotely by passing screen updates and game input transparently between the player's computers. Valve is planning a beta launch for this feature on October 21st. The Matrix project has raised $8.5 million in a new round of funding. New Vector, the startup behind the Matrix protocol and server, has announced that 3 investment firms in London have granted them Series A equity investments. Their previous round helped to propel the project to 40,000 deployments and 11 million users. The team plans to use this most recent cash injection to further polish and grow its open source messaging platform. And finally today, Google's AMP project is joining the OpenJS Foundation. The project has faced significant criticism over its governance and regarding how much control Google has exerted over it despite being an open source initiative. Google seems to have taken this feedback to heart and announced today that AMP will be moving under the wing of the OpenJS Foundation, where it will live alongside other projects such as jQuery and Node.js. Google was already a platinum member of the foundation and has committed to maintaining financial support for the project. Google has also stated that employees currently working on the project full-time will continue to do so. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/24.